Hello again, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of On the Road with That Wisconsin Couple. As always, I'm Hayden.
And I'm Julia.
And today is episode number 48. We are talking about NOLA, New Orleans, Louisiana.
Yes, we are very excited to talk about this. And if you are listening to this podcast, we would greatly appreciate it if you could leave us a review. So if you've listened to our podcast and you enjoy it, please go ahead and review it, especially if you're listening on Apple Podcasts.
Thank you very much for that. And as always, Julia, hit him with a fun fact.
So the fun fact this week is, contrary to popular belief, the famous Bourbon Street in the French Quarter of New Orleans is not named after the liquor. It is named because back in 1718, the city's founder named Bourbon Street after the French royal family. So Bourbon Street is not named after the beverage we know and love. It is named after a French royal.
So why did they name it Bourbon after a French royal?
Because they were French.
So where did the name Bourbon come? Like, was their name Bourbon?
Yeah.
So the royal French royal family's name was Bourbon.
Yeah.
And then
the family who was ruling at the time was like the House of Bourbon. Yeah.
Just so happened that bourbon is also the amazing drink that you party with. After that, it's a coincidence now. That's kind of crazy.
Yeah. So even though there's quite the party scene in New Orleans, Bourbon Street is not named after the liquor, but there's still plenty of it being served.
Absolutely. We were just here this past weekend, April 4th through the 7th. It is 1,077 miles away from where we live. And we took a plane to get there. We did not drive. Thank God.
We did not drive.
Although the plane was not fun on the way back.
Hayden was grossly hungover on the way back. But anyways, this was a work trip from Hayden's work. So our hotel and airfare was covered by his employer. You guys loved so much when we shared our out-of-state experiences last summer when we were on our honeymoon and road tripped out west. So we kind of want to continue to share our experiences out of the state to maybe give you guys some ideas on where you should travel or maybe add to your bucket list. We got so many questions about this trip on Instagram. The first one being, did we feel safe? I would say yes. I think compared to other cities, I did not find New Orleans to be worse or better than like Denver or New York or whatever. I think that it's very important to be aware of your surroundings and trust your gut. And when you're walking, don't be on your phone. Look up at where you're going and again, being aware of your surroundings. But I did not think that it was more unsafe or more safe than anywhere else. What do you think?
I mean,
you don't have a ton of big cities that you've been to.
Well, anything can happen anywhere. That's what I think. Like, sure, yeah. It's more likely to happen in some places. But I'm not gonna lie to you, if I was walking down the street and I saw something I didn't like on this side of the road, I would cross the street. Like, I don't necessarily.
I don't know if I saw anything that I didn't feel safe walking near.
Yeah, I don't know.
Then yeah, like Austin, Denver, or New York City. Like, I felt like it was the same. Like, again, just be aware. The other question we received a ton of times on Instagram was, how dirty was it? I think that Bourbon Street has this reputation to be very icky and smelly. I will say that the last trip we took with Hayden's work, we went to Austin. And Austin has, like, this street called Sixth Street. And it's kind of like, if you've been to Nashville, like Broadway, it's kind of like that, but in Austin. I felt 6th Street was way dirtier than Bourbon Street. Maybe it was just the time of year we were there. Additionally, I think that I didn't find Bourbon Street to be, again, could have been the time of year you're there. I wasn't out till 2 a.m. We were only out till like midnight on these nights, but I didn't find it to be dirtier or grosser than Broadway on Nashville. So, again, I think it has a really bad rap, but I felt just fine everywhere we went.
You've been to a lot more places than I have been. This was by far, hands down, the dirtiest place I've been.
You cannot think it's dirtier than 6th Street. Maybe you don't remember 6th Street then.
I didn't walk down 6th Street. And I, like, in New Orleans, I found this was the weird thing that I found. Like, I would walk for, like, 50 feet and be like, oh, it smells so good. And then, like, I would take one more step and I'd be like, wow, this smells like hot, wet garbage.
Oh, I thought it smelled way worse on 6th Street.
Oh,
but also, every city has, like, patches that stink. Like, even in New York and even Boston, which was like a clean city.
And I've never been there. I'm not as well traveled as you are, but I thought it was much dirtier than Boston was.
I'm not talking about Austin as a whole. I'm just talking like comparing 6th Street to Bourbon Street.
Yeah, I thought it was dirtier in New Orleans.
Anyways, go ahead and tell them about our Google Map.
If you're having trouble finding New Orleans on a map, great news. You can go to our Google Map and it's a one-time fee and you keep it forever. And every time we talk about something new on the podcast, the pins grow and grow and keep updating for you. Talk about incredible bang buck.
And even if you know where New Orleans is on the map, it's still a great resource because all of our recommendations are saved right there for you and color-coded, and it's pretty awesome. So without further ado, let's jump into our trip a little bit. We stayed, again, we didn't get to pick the hotel. It was picked by Hayden's work. It was so cute, really nice. It was called the Eliza Jane. It's a Hyatt hotel, and it's got a great location. It's close to the action, a really short walk to like Canal and Bourbon and Royal Street. And there was a lot of restaurants nearby. And also has an on-site bar and restaurant. So that's kind of nice. What'd you think of the hotel?
I liked it because we didn't have a window that was directly to the outside. We had like the window that overlooked like
the courtyard, the
courtyard bar, and it was always surrounded. So like surrounded by the rest of the building. So it was nice that just like, I feel like strangers outside of the hotel couldn't just look at your room. Granted, we were on the fourth floor, but I thought that was cool. I feel like I've never stayed somewhere like that. And I like that little feature.
That's what you like? That's interesting. I feel like I like a window where I can see it, but then there's curtains. So you can keep the strangers out.
Yeah,
I don't like know. That was a weird thing to like.
I feel like with how tight like everything is down there in New Orleans too, like the view would just be the building across the street. I thought that was kind of nice. It like gave me a little bit more of like a privacy feature.
But yeah, the hotel was really nice. There was this massive lobby, like with so many like cute lounge spaces. Everything was super nice. Really liked it. And like I said, the location was great.
Yeah, I liked it had like the library vibe in that one big ass gathering room.
Yeah.
Top of the bar. That was.
And there is that little courtyard so you can sit outside, which was nice. And we'll jump into places to eat. And the first place, we basically went there right when we got to New Orleans. It was the only place that we went to that pretty much eating wise. It was the only place that we had Uber to. So it's like not like close to the action. I would say it's a little bit outskirts, but it's called Turkey and Wolf. It was on a lot of food blogs I read, but one of Hayden's coworkers had been in New Orleans before and been to this restaurant, and it lived up to the hype.
Yeah, it was really, really good. I got a fried bologna sandwich and then also a collard green melt. Another coworker did halvesies on the sandwich and split, so we got to only eat one sandwich, but tried to. Oh, and then the taco.
Yeah.
Head cheese taco,
head
right?
Cheese taco, yeah.
That was really good. And it also had like pork.
I don't know what it had on it.
I don't know, but it was good. Fine. It was really tiny. It was a tiny little like one biter almost, two bite taco, but it was really good.
Yeah, and the restaurant was really good. It is like very, very casual. There is a patio. It's full of just like random decor. But yeah, pretty good. Pretty affordable. Huge portions. Again, you have to Uber to this one if you're staying like downtown. But we were told not to go there at night. So I don't know. That's just what I was told. Felt like I should share it with the class.
Then the first night we were there, we were just kind of bopping around and we stumbled upon Mr. Ed's.
There was a big sign that said crawfish boil.
Yep.
That got our attention.
But are there multiple locations or
there's
two restaurants called Mr. Ed's? Because I was like, I saw one at a different location. I was like, what the fuck?
There's three locations. And we walked past all three of them.
Yeah. So, but you know, it was a little bit of a wait, but everybody, they had like outdoor seating and everybody, we asked a couple of people hey, is it worth the wait? And everybody said yes. So we decided to stick it out for the wait time for the table. And I thought it was maybe my favorite full meal besides like the super nice Italian restaurant that we went out.
Oh, I would say this was better than that. So
different, but
we were, so Hayden's sister and brother-in-law also work for this company. So they were in like, they're there together. And then I was Hayden's plus one. So the four of us were at this dinner together and we got just like a bunch of stuff to share. So we got this like Taste of New Orleans sampler, which is available on a lot of menus at restaurants we went to, but it came with a crawfish etouffee. And then jambalaya, some Cajun sausage, and gumbo.
I think wasn't one of them red beans and rice?
Oh, and red beans and rice. Did we order the gumbo separate?
I think it was crawfish etouffee,
jambalaya,
red beans and rice on the trio plate.
It was really good. It also ordered a crawfish boil, which was pretty good. Like
very good.
Pretty big, like portion size. I mean,
sure.
And then we also ordered the muffaletta, which was not like what we were expecting. It wasn't like muffaletta with like all the olives and like what we thought it was supposed to be. And also it was like gigantic. It was bigger than a basketball. Like it was the biggest sandwich I've ever seen in my whole life. It did have like different types of fish on it, but it just wasn't the muffaletta we were we thought muffaletta was.
I had no idea what it was, even when you guys were ordering it and it showed up and I was like, this is just a gigantic hamburger bun with a bunch of dry fried fish.
Well, that's a very negative opinion.
It wasn't very good. I mean, each of us took like one bite of it and we were done with that portion of it, but everything else was delicious.
We also got crawfish bread there that was super good. So it was like this like cheesy, delicious bread with crawfish in it. It was so delicious. It was like garlic bread, cheesy garlic bread with crawfish in it. So good. But yeah, the star of the show was definitely the crawfish boil. It also came with potatoes and corn and so much crawfish.
I thought the gumbo was very, very good. I think that's my new favorite.
The server had to teach us how to eat crawfish. Talk him through it.
Showed us the proper way, right? Like you rip the head off, suck the flavor out of the head. There's nothing in the head besides just like a flavor bomb. You suck the back of the head out. It was awesome. And then you peel the tail from the bottom and the top and pop that bad boy in your mouth. It's a lot of work, but I think it's worth it.
Yeah, it's just like little baby crabs. Little baby lobsters, because you eat the tails. Yeah. But it was a really cool experience. I'm like, that's what Hayden and his sister really wanted to try while we were there. So we were really glad we got it the first night. But I would recommend Mr. Ed's. Yeah, I liked it a lot.
It was
and again, they've got three locations, so it should make it pretty easy to find. The next day we went to lunch at the Creole House, which was very close to our hotel. This place Hayden found on Instagram. And
that was this place?
Mm-hmm. And so if you don't know, New Orleans is known for their char-broiled oysters. So New Orleans oysters are very big compared to the ones we were used to seeing in Florida. But they char-broil them with like lemon and garlic and Parmesan.
And bacon sometimes.
That was a separate one. But the char-broiled ones were so good. So if you go to New Orleans, we recommend them at Creole House, but we got them at another restaurant, really liked them. But definitely seek out char-broiled oysters. Again, that's like very local and traditional in New Orleans. And they're amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
That place was cool.
Oysters were dirty.
Yeah, like the shell, like really, we had white napkins and like I grabbed one and then like wiped my hand off and I looked like I was working on my car in the garage, you know, it's just a bunch of black.
Put it down.
Gross stuff all over my hands. So it made it a little tough. You like eat those ones with a fork, probably way easier than like if you're used to just like
slurping
them out of the shell. It was not as satisfying because they got a little gritty. But
the star of the show at the Creole House was the shrimp and grits.
That was very good. I also thought their gumbo was very good too. But the shrimp and grits were fire. Very creamy grits.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Just flavor on point with the shrimp. Rachel and Steve, I think, got a po' boy.
A gator po' boy.
They said it was really good.
And then they also had a really good shrimp salad. But yeah.
Apple.
Creole nut and blackened shrimp salad, maybe? But yeah, Creole House was really good. I was very full and happy when we left there.
Yeah, because I normally don't like, I don't like Oysters Rockefeller. I much prefer raw oysters over that. But these char grilled oysters with garlic and Parmesan.
They didn't have bacon. The char broiled
one
ones
had bacon. I thought they were both char broiled. Just one had different flavor than the other. Well, either way, the ones that were cooked were good this time.
So I'm going to go on a little tangent about beignets. But before I go, Hayden, why don't you tell them your opinion about beignets?
They're just crispy donuts and they give you way too many. They're good. But I don't think they're anything special.
So I loved the beignets. I have a big sweet tooth. I think they were amazing. However, I don't think that they're worth the wait. So if you go try to go in the morning to any of the beignet places, you have to wait in a very long line. And beignets only come in batches of three. So you'll get three beignets to an order no matter where you go, which is a lot when you're just two people. We never finished an order.
It's a lot when you're three people because they're huge.
They are huge. I went to three places. Hayden only came with me to one, but Cafe Beignet is the one he went with me to. We went to the location right off Bourbon Street. It's got this cute little courtyard. Beignets are only like $4 for an order, so you're not like dropping a ton of money. We sat outside and ate our beignets. Well, we ate like one and a half total, but they are so fluffy and delicious. I really liked the ones at Cafe Beignet. Cafe du Monde. I don't know if I'm saying that right.
That's about as good as I'll do.
It's French, so I'm sorry if I'm butchering it.
Cafe du Monde, maybe?
Yeah, maybe. But Cafe du Monde is like a very famous location. It is like the original beignet spot in New Orleans. So it's very famous and iconic. It also has like multiple locations, but their original location is right by the French Market in Jackson Square, which is a very touristy area. So there's a lot of people waiting for them. So there's going to be a really long line if you try to go to this location in the morning. I like saw that location and then walked up the Riverwalk like maybe 5 to 7 minutes and found another one of their locations. So I just ordered them from there and I did not have to wait. So again, kind of look at the map of where other locations. I know you want to get them from the iconic original location, but I was not there for the line. So when we went to Cafe Beignet, we went at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon, like just as like a little afternoon snack. And then I got this Cafe du Monde in the morning. But again, I did not wait at the line because it was so crazy long. I just found a different location because I still wanted to try that one. I know this is going to be an unpopular opinion from people who have been in New Orleans, but I didn't like them as much as Cafe Beignet. The last place I tried was the day we were leaving. Our food tour guide, we'll talk about our food tour later, said that the best beignets in New Orleans were at Loretta's in the French Market. So I walked over there very early in the morning while Hayden was still sleeping and tried those beignets. I think they're more famous for their praline-filled beignet. I did not want to try that, so I just got the original. They were only slightly better than the ones at Cafe Beignet, but I don't know if I would have walked that far for those, knowing that there's Cafe Beignets closer. Sure. So I do think they're worth trying. I do think they were the best ones I had. However, not good enough to go that much further from our hotel. So that's my beignet spiel.
Yep. Then we went to Irene's. This is where we went for our breakout dinner.
Our group dinner.
Group dinner.
Small groups. So yeah. They broke up like Caden's big work party into, I don't know, maybe like six small groups.
And this is a very nice Italian restaurant.
It was interesting to go to an Italian restaurant in New Orleans. They did put, like, I would say local flair on the food. But yeah, very interesting that that was the restaurant that was picked for us. A lot of other groups went to seafood restaurants.
Mm.
I still got seafood at this restaurant.
I remember the food all being delicious. Couldn't name you a single dish.
Okay, so for the appetizers, you really liked the escargot. Okay. As the appetizer. I really liked, they had this seafood gratin. So it was like potatoes with crab in it. And it was really good.
I'm sure I liked that one too. I don't think I put a single item of my mouth at that place. Like, this is really good.
Yeah, it was really good. So we tried a bunch of different appetizers. It was really good. And then I got the cioppino for dinner, which is like a spicy soup with tons of seafood in it. Scallops, clams. This one had crawfish in it. So much seafood, but it was really good. It was the spiciest cioppino I've ever had. I was thoroughly impressed. Delicious. Absolutely delicious.
I don't remember what my entree was. I was just talking with the guy who took us out to dinner. And we got very animated. It was great.
He was pounding tequila sodas and passionate about hockey. And he had, in New Orleans of all places, he orders lasagna. Classic move.
Yeah.
Your classic move.
It was good.
Yeah, I'm glad you remember it, though.
I remember it being delicious. I just forgot what it was.
Okay, the last restaurant we're going to talk about in New Orleans, to be completely truthful, we did not have a great experience at. The only reason I wanted to put it on the list is because they were the other place we got charbroiled oysters, and they were so good.
That's what we'll say about that place.
Yeah, but in all,
they had a very good liquor selection.
My cocktail was horrible. So all in all, there's better options, we think. But if you just want to pop in for a very quick order of oysters, that I would recommend, because the charbroil ones were good there.
That place is called the Blue Bayou.
Oh, I never said that. That's just the Bayou.
Just so you know. Drinks, I mean, it's endless.
It is. It is very endless. I just want to touch on
it. It's nauseating how endless it is.
It really is. I just want to touch on a couple of places. So the first one is the Carousel Bar. This you're going to see if you are on Pinterest and you're typing in New Orleans and you're looking for like travel guide. Every single travel guide had this bar on the list. Okay. The Carousel Bar was on everybody's blog, Instagram post, everything. The bar really does rotate. Okay. So it is like there is a carousel, and then where like the horses would be, you're sitting at a bar stool that does rotate. So is it cool? Yes. Is it extremely tiny compared to the photos you're going to see on the internet? Yes.
Is it almost impossible to get a spot at the bar unless you're incredibly lucky?
Yes. In addition to that, they just have this big lounge, which I don't think is worth sitting with a drink if you're not at that bar. Like at the actual bar stools at the carousel.
I mean, I think it would be a cool spot to go take a picture of it and be like, hey, look at this one really cool bar that they had on the street.
Yes, it's cool. It, like I said, it's kind of an Instagram moment.
Oh, that's a good way of putting it. It is 100% an Instagram moment.
Yeah, but it's very hard to get a seat, and just don't get your hopes up that you're going to get one. But
the good news is
it's
there's
cool.
There's 1,012 other bars that are within spitting distance of the Carousel Bar. So
yeah. So when we couldn't get into the Carousel Bar, we actually ended up at the Bourbon House, and I ordered a cocktail that was called Bourbon Milk Punch.
Mm-hmm.
That is a gross name.
It's not a good name. I agree.
But the cocktail was delicious. It almost was like a bourbon rum chata. Like this thick milkshake like drink with cinnamon and bourbon. It was really good. I actually really liked it.
Was it like thinner than like a milkshake texture?
A little bit, but it was pretty thick.
So like I feel like I'm gonna use this as a description in a little bit too, but like almost like frosty type.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it was so good. I would definitely recommend the Bourbon Milk Punch at the Bourbon House. Just a really cool thing to point out. This Bourbon House has Driftless Glen bourbon.
That's
like
right.
A good selection of it, which I think is so cool.
They have a huge bourbon selection too. Also, if you're from like the Milwaukee area and you frequent the Milwaukee Public Market, it kind of gave me vibes of that.
Oh,
because
okay.
The guy was shucking oysters right on the other side of the bar from us, chit-chatting with us. And
yeah, like big oysters.
Yeah,
like huge oysters.
Chicken breast size.
And Caden's referencing the St. Paul Fish Market in the Milwaukee Public Market.
It was super funny, though. First thing I asked the guy was like, I just sat down and I was like, all right, let's get this out of the way. How many do you shuck a day? And he's just like, I think it's like his direct quote was, too damn many.
Yeah. It was crazy. And yeah, like the whole time we were there, there was even a shift change, and the whole time they were shucking oysters.
Yeah.
Crazy.
And they were just pumping them out. It was, I could sit and drink and watch that guy shuck oysters all day.
Yeah, it was a really cool spot. The next one I want to mention is Saddle Bar. And this bar is fine. It's nothing special. It's weird to be in a country bar in New Orleans, in my opinion. And it was like just like a stereotypical country bar. But when you went upstairs, they had a mechanical bull, but it wasn't a bull. It was a chicken. So you ride the mechanical chicken and everybody screams, "Ride that cock," which was absolutely hilarious. And Hayden did, in fact, ride the cock. He was not the best one in our group, but it was really fun.
My legs hurt real bad after that, trying to hold on.
Trying to hold on for the 8-second ride.
Yep, yeah, absolutely. This place was like, they had beer pong downstairs. They had funny bar stools with big butts on the backside. There was a DJ, like big open dance floor.
This bar is something you would see in Nashville.
Yeah, I feel like this is like a bar that you would see in any decent sized city.
Yeah, you can find one in every city.
But it was real, I enjoyed it. I had a lot of fun. I love playing beer pong.
Yeah, it's just a stereotypical country bar. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
But then let's talk about Bourbon Street. So we kind of talked about Bourbon Street a little, that I find it just a very narrow, like the road is really narrow. It's a one-way street where you're used to like Broadway in Nashville. That's like four lanes to cross a street. This is very different. It's literally just one singular street that's one way, like one lane. So you don't have to, like, people are just walking in the roads. The road is closed to traffic most of the time. And you just kind of, like, walk in the street. The thing about New Orleans is you can carry your open alcoholic beverage around with you. So you can literally just drink as you walk around, which is a very fun perk. Because you can just pop in somewhere, get a daiquiri, like one of those slushy daiquiris you see at one of, like, those beachy bars. Grab a daiquiri. Grab a, like, 24-ounce twisted tea. Grab something to drink. And then you can just mosey around and, like, people watch and dance and day drink. And it's super fun to just have a drink as you explore everywhere. Bourbon Street is quite long and drastically fills with people as it gets dark out. So it is crazy busy, especially because everybody's walking around outside as well as inside. But very, very fun.
Yeah, for sure. It is a sight to see, that is for sure. Like, and it's amazing, like, how many people are on the streets, and then you go into a bar, and the bar is, like, you know, three buildings deep, like, built in.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Like, so, like, you walk, like, a half a city block width, and then you're still, like, in the same bar, and then all of a sudden there's a giant opening, and there's 150 people.
Yeah, so like the front of the bar. Club,
it's like, what in the hell?
The front of your bar, you're like, oh, this building isn't very big. And then you like walk back and the building's just deep. Like it just goes on for like Hayden said, like three separate rooms of bar. So like that's kind of cool. And a lot of them like had like these weird back patios back there. Yeah, like
open roof back patio stuff. It was sweet.
So, and then the other, like, street that's well-known in New Orleans is Frenchman Street. Frenchman Street was further from us, and you only went there once, and I went there twice. But it is, like, the Bourbon Street for locals, is what our tour guide told us on our food tour. The only thing about Frenchman Street is it's very well-known for its music. And we did actually see a really fun band on just off of Frenchman Street.
Yeah, the drummer that looked like Ryan Gosling. Jake Gyllenhaal.
But Frenchman Street, because it's known for its music, you have to pay a cover to get in at a lot of these places, and that can add up really quick. So when you pick a place, stand outside for a little bit, make sure you like the vibe of the band before you pay to get in.
They're also not as, some places are, but they're not like as totally willing for you to like bring your drink from outside inside.
Yeah, so like Hayden and I would just like walk around Royal, Bourbon, and Canal. We would stop in somewhere, get a drink, and then just like mosey around and do some shopping during the day or like stop for beignets and then just kind of like keep walking and popping in and out of bars. Bourbon Street, if I have a beer from Bar A, Bar B doesn't care if I walk in with that beer.
Right.
On Frenchman Street, if you get a beer at one spot and then want to like walk around, they don't let you into the next bar with your beer from the bar prior. For someone like me, who is a much slower drinker than Hayden, that's kind of not as fun as being able to carry it everywhere. But yeah, just be aware that you're going to have to pay covers, but it is fun and there is good music. And if you're over that way, the restaurant called Dat Dog, D-A-T Dog, is like a really fun looking hot dog restaurant. Like they had all like the coolest menu. Yeah. We didn't end up eating there simply because we weren't hungry, but it looked amazing and did come recommended to us. The last place we are going to recommend for drinking is like should be your morning stop. Like when you need the hair of the dog, you should walk to Bourbon. Just off Bourbon, you'll find this bar called Aaron Rose, and Hayden found his hair of the dog.
Yeah. So if you like coffee and you like Frosties and you like Jameson, just put all three of those together and you got a Jameson infused coffee Frosty that they have just like in a slushy machine, dispenses it right out. You can ask for an extra shot that they'll float. And they called it the
frozen espresso martini is what it was called.
Oh, really? That's not what the bartender told me.
What she called it?
Frozen Irish coffee.
Okay, frozen Irish coffee. The sign said frozen espresso martini.
Sure.
But obviously with Jameson, that doesn't give martini vibes to me. So Irish coffee, that's probably why she said it. But because people probably don't expect.
Well, I walked in and I was like, I keep hearing about this coffee drink. And she was just like, frozen Irish coffee. I was like, yes, please.
Yeah. So a thick, rich breakfast cocktail for you.
It was so good. But also good, honestly, any time of the day. Like, any time of the day, I would destroy this thing, especially on the day.
They were really popular. So many people from Hayden's, like, work group got them and, like, loved it. So, put Aaron Rose on the list for that reason.
Small bar.
Yeah, tight, very small.
Tight bar.
In literally the world's smallest bathroom. That was the smallest bathroom I've ever been in.
That was a bold choice to try to go to the restroom there. I guess when you gotta pee, right?
Yeah. Okay, so now on to our explore section. So the first thing and probably my favorite thing we did in New Orleans was we went on an airboat tour. Hayden's brother-in-law booked this. It was really cool. We went through airboat adventures. They pick you up at hotels in downtown, like right where we were staying. So we had to walk like, I think, 2 blocks to get to a hotel where they would pick us up. And we took this like shuttle to the airboat adventures little bayou. And yeah, so we took an airboat out. They give you ear protection because the airboat's pretty loud. And our Captain Mark was like this young guy who was like clearly raised in this area. He knew so much. He answered all my questions. He was full of fun facts. And we saw countless gators.
Oh, yeah.
So many alligators. And he took us through some beautiful bayous and just like all around this cool area.
Another fun fact about Captain Mark and I, we stayed in the same dorm room in college at
Not
different times.
The same dorm at different times. They both
at the University of Stevens Point. That was a sweet tour though. I mean, that guy was awesome. He hand fed alligators marshmallows. He kissed an alligator on the nose. Like, knew alligators on a personal level.
Yeah.
It was pretty sweet.
It was awesome. Like 5 stars. Mm. It was so fun. I really loved the airboat tour. I would highly recommend it. I know it's going to like be a little off-putting. I think it was $120 a person once you included the transportation costs. Mm. We did the smaller airboat tour, so it was like 6 to 10 people on the boat.
Which I would recommend.
I would definitely recommend it. That was absolutely amazing. It was, like I said, my favorite thing we did. So many alligators, being out in nature, being out on the water, super, super fun. And we were also at a very good time of year to do that tour. So if you're there in the spring, highly recommend.
Absolutely. The next one we did, or the next thing that we enjoyed that we just stumbled across was a little vendor shop in the French Quarter.
Yeah, so like by Jackson Square, there's a whole bunch of like local artists who like are selling their work or creating it. And we stumbled upon this little stand.
And it was called Poems from a Stranger on the Spot. So the guy was super cool, just sat there at a little TV tray table with a typewriter and was just like, oh, give me some bullet points and I'll come up with a poem for you and pay me whatever you want. I was like, all right.
So I'm pretty sure we told him we're in love, we're here on a work trip, we love day drinking.
Hungover.
Yeah, like we're going to be hungover tomorrow. Like, obviously Hayden and I consumed a lot of alcohol on this trip, but it was just like something we stumbled upon and it was amazing. He wrote us a poem. I'm going to post it on our Instagram story probably tomorrow or the day this comes out. So listen or check that out. Honestly, we are going to frame this and hang it in our house. Like, I don't know how we just stumbled upon this. It was absolutely amazing.
I did. I called you back.
Yeah, I'm saying, like, I don't know how we did that, but I thought that was such a cool little memory. So, like, if you see a little, like, stand like this, I would highly recommend it.
Yeah, it was.
I don't think you're ever going to see the same guy as us, but, like, just know that it was.
He was there the next day.
Worth it. Yeah, he was. I saw him on the walking tour. Where that guy was and all, like, the local art, like, little vendors were, little stands were, was Jackson Square. This is a beautiful part of the French Quarter with a lot of history. It's just, like, very iconic and pretty. It's also right by the Riverwalk, so you can go up to in the famous Beignet place. So you can go up on the Riverwalk and just get this stunning view. I would highly recommend it. Just beautiful. The other thing we did that was guided was our food tour. So our food tour...
Walking food tour.
Yeah, walking food tour included 6 things. We did it through a company called Destination Kitchen. It included 6 samples. So we got a praline cookie. We got Kala's, which is like a rice fritter, but it's very sweet. We got a gator sausage. We got a part of a po' boy, a small cup of gumbo, and a praline. I thought the tour was just okay. It didn't knock my socks off. It was 3.5 hours long and just not a ton of food. From what I like, what they showed online made it seem like we would try a lot more things. It does say you're going to get 6 or 7 samples, but I don't think I was expecting 2 of them to be treats. So we got those praline cookies and then a praline, which kind of felt like 2 of the same thing.
Yeah.
And I just kind of expected more food. On there, it said we would try traditional muffaletta, which is like this olive sandwich situation. And we didn't try that. And I think that's a very, like, iconic thing I read a lot about prior to going. And we didn't order it after the first night because we didn't get, like, it traditional style because we thought we were going to get on the food tour. So that was kind of a bummer.
The gator sausage was good.
The gator sausage was really good. It just didn't...
a delicious broth.
Really blow me away. He did really give us a good little history tour.
Yeah, the guide was cool.
Yeah.
He was a super nice guy, and he was...
He also, like, when we were at places, would point out other locations nearby that had good food or what he recommended at those places, which I appreciated. But the National Park app, like the National Park Service app, has a free history walking tour of the French Quarter that I had done that same morning while Hayden was sleeping. I just did this little walking tour around the French Quarter, and it was, I learned a lot of that history already. So I found that very fascinating. But yeah, I think food tour, I want to eat. And there was just a lot of, like, it was pretty slow paced and waiting and not a ton of food.
Yeah, definitely lacking in food.
Yeah, so.
Which is a bummer.
Another thing, because I walked around pretty much every morning, because I'm a morning person and Hayden is not, I would walk off my hangover on the Riverwalk, which I really liked this, like, it's on the Mississippi River. You can see some cruise ships. Beautiful, beautiful Riverwalk. So I would recommend that as well. I think if we would come back to New... So that's everything for the Explorer section. But I think if we would come back to New Orleans, I would have really loved to do the World War II Museum. It is just an iconic, like, tourist destination in New Orleans for a very good reason. It's supposed to be amazing. Hayden's brother and sister-in-law went in January. Were they in New Orleans? I don't remember. But they spent, like, a very long, like a whole day going through this museum. Some of Hayden's coworkers on this trip went and they said that they were there for 4 hours and only saw just under half of the museum. So it's just something you need a lot of time for. And we kind of had activities every day, so we didn't have the time that the museum deserved. So we did not go. Hayden also mentioned he wanted to go to their aquarium, which is also right like on the riverfront, which I did not do my research. Don't come at me.
I didn't even know about it.
Yeah,
so I drove
about
by
it.
I saw a mural and was like, I bet you that's the aquarium.
So there's an aquarium. But the one restaurant I really wanted to try that we did not go to is called the Ruby Slipper. It was recommended to us by a couple in Baraboo who owns Blank Canvas Art and the Baraboo Shop. And people from his work trip went there and really liked it. And I saw it in a lot of food blogs, but the Ruby Slipper has multiple locations. It's supposed to be a really, really delicious breakfast restaurant. So add it to your list and someone go there for me.
And I would like to go back for a Saints game at the Superdome and see the Pelicans play some basketball or something. Eat some more crawfish. I didn't eat enough crawfish at all.
Yeah.
But I also, and this is just my opinion and it's totally okay, am not in any rush to go back.
I don't think I'll go back, honestly. If the opportunity arose, I would take it.
I mean, I'll go to a Packer Saints game down there.
But I'm just not the biggest city person, so I'm not going to like seek it out. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, it was worth going. It was worth going.
Great experience, great food, lots of fun. My liver still hurts, but it was a good time.
Absolutely.
So there you have it. Those are our New Orleans recommendations. Thanks for listening.
Absolutely, guys. Appreciate you riding along.